what's the problem? Let's do it quick. So take me now before it's too late. Life's too short, so I can't wait.
hast. Du hast mich. Du hast. Du hast mich.
Du hast mich gefragt und ich capture and kill. Find, torture and kill.
We'll be right back. myself.
When I was a kid growing up, music was the escape. That's the only thing that had no judgments. You know, you put on a record and it's not going to yell at you for dressing the way you do. It's going to make you feel better about it.
Mm-hmm. Some will be so brash to ask if we believe that all who hear bands from tomorrow night will go out and commit violent acts. The answer is no. But does everybody who watches Alexis Ad go and buy a Lexus? No, but a few do.
I pee from my feet because I'm, in the end, sort of a poster boy for fear. Byproducts of that whole tragedy were violence and entertainment and gun control. And how perfect that was the two things that we were going to talk about with the upcoming election. And also then we forgot about Monica Lewinsky. We forgot about the president was shooting bombs overseas, yet I'm a bad guy because I've sang some rock and roll songs. And who's a bum man?
You know,
I'd like to think me, but I'm a killer.
You know that the day that Columbine happened, the United States dropped more bombs on Kosovo than any other time during that war?
I do know that. It's a campaign of fear and consumption, and that's what I think that it's all based on, is the whole idea that keep everyone afraid and they'll consume.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really as simple as it can be boiled down to.
Right. If you were to talk directly to the kids at Columbine or the people in that community, what would you say to them if they were here right now?
I wouldn't say a single word to them. I would listen to what they have to say, and that's what no one did.